نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبغض الحلال إلى الله الطلاق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, I wish to touch on a subject that is not normally spoken on the Jummah, but being an environment of where many of our brothers are seated and they are waiting to listen to some talk of Deen where they will be able to benefit and be able to practice, or in a sense be able to be aware of the correct procedure in which something has to be done as far as our Shariat is concerned, I'm going to request your utmost attention to my talk this afternoon. And then if you require any further explanation, then you are welcome to come to our offices in the Jamiat so we can sit and explain to you if you don't understand something very clearly this afternoon. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made nikah as a blessing. We all understand it to be a blessing. And it is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with nikah, also a blessing is also talaq. Why do I say that talaq is also a blessing? Because if there was no such thing as talaq in our Shariat in Islam, there was no talaq, then that means a woman who was unhappy or a man who was unhappy in a marriage, he would never be able to come out of that particular scenario or that particular circumstances. And if you read the history of the religions of the past, then you will realize and understand that this was something that was prevalent in the past, where a person who used to be in a marriage and they were unable to come out of that marriage if they were unhappy, whether it was on the side of the woman or whether it was on the side of a man. So be that as it may, Islam is a very balanced deen. It is a very balanced, and it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a perfect guide. Now if you look at this aspect of talaq, many of us don't even want to hear about it, or we don't want to know about it, or we detest it, we dislike it. But because our deen is very balanced, it's important that we realize and understand what are the teachings of the Sharia as far as talaq is concerned, and how we need to implement this particular, practice if we have to exercise it or practice upon it. Now sadly, many of us, because of us being unaware, or maybe we are not properly educated in this, then we, as men, we think and we, assume that this can be just utilized willy-nilly, or it doesn't have any procedure. The only thing we know is that we must give 3 talaqs to our wife if you are unhappy with your wife. And unfortunately, the reality of our community has become such that we are listening to more talaq. Sometimes the marriage period is, the iddat period is longer than the marriage period. Because iddat normally is 3 menstrual cycles. And the minimum maybe it can be, the maximum number of days of purity of a woman, and these masail also is important for us to know, is 15 days. The maximum number of days of impurity are 10 days for a woman. So if she has a period, and after that she has a condition of cleanliness, and that cleanliness, the minimum period between two should be 15 days, and again she has it, and then again she has it. So if you count the minimum number of days, sometimes we are getting cases in our Jamiat where the iddat period of a woman is longer than the nikah period. sometimes within 1 week, sometimes within 10 days, sometimes within just a number of days, and some people are, you know, dissolving a marriage. Now, what is the teaching of our Sharia with regard to this particular aspect? Let us listen very carefully, my dear brothers. Firstly, imagine talaq to be like in a gun, and you got 3 bullets in it. In service of being able to understand this very intense subject. So if a person fires the bullet, no matter what condition the person might be in, because we get many people who come to us and they say, I was very angry and I didn't know what I was talking, I didn't realize what I was doing, and I issued the talaqs to my wife. Now, are those talaqs valid or they're not valid? So the simple answer to that is that if you are given a gun with 3 bullets inside, now no matter what your heart and condition is, whether you are joking, or whether you are not serious, or whether you are, sometimes they say you are out of our mind, you know, various excuses are given to try to justify the fact that a person has utilized these very detestable words. Now they try to justify it. So in any heart and condition that a person will give the talaq, when then they try also to justify that we gave it all in one sitting and 3 is 1. So this mufti Google that we have, that's become a nohusat also. Because sometimes the person is sitting there and he'll tell you that, no, I researched this masla, and according to my understanding, if I gave my wife 3 talaqs in one sitting, then it is not counted as 3, it's counted as 1. Now all these are bahanas, you know, all excuses in trying to rectify a situation which is not rectifiable in this incorrect manner. So let us understand that firstly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the husband the permission and the ability and the control of having to issue talaq to his wife. We had one person, he came to us and he said that, no, I'm divorced from my wife. So he said, did you sign the talaq or did you say the words of talaq? So he said, no, my wife told me that she divorced me. So she told me talaq, 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 and I'm divorced from her. We might laugh at a situation of this nature, but it shows the heart and condition of our people, and sometimes the men also, that they don't even know that a woman cannot give you talaq. Your wife can't give you talaq. So if she tells you that I've given you talaq, it's not effective at all. It's not effective at all. So first masla, let us remember and understand that you as a man, Allah has given you and I the ability to exercise these words of talaq, and it is the most detestable things that are permissible is this talaq. There's a reason for that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our deen in a balance. So you don't only go into a situation of where you make nikah and you are unable to come out. You are able to come out, but you need to be able to understand, because sometimes it is the mizaj of the two people don't meet up with one another. They are unable to live together. And it becomes, instead of it becoming a home of peace and tranquility, or in our language you will say that instead of the husband looking forward to come home, he's looking forward to go to his office or go to his job. And instead of the wife looking forward for the husband to come home, she's waiting for him to go from the house. So that's not what is nikah. But if the situation becomes such that a person cannot control and it's becoming acrimonious, the relationship between one another, it's passing on to the children and it's affecting everybody around, it's affecting the families around, then we are taught in our Sharia that you have to exercise and give your wife a talaq. But before even reaching that level, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran Pak the various, you know, the various rectification processes that a person needs to adopt before going to talaq. In fact, there are 3 different stages before a person goes to talaq. So the first stage is that if he finds that his wife is being disobedient or he's unhappy with some of the things of his wife or whatever she may be doing, then the first thing is that فَعِزُهُنَّ. The Quran tells us you must give her advice, give her nasihat. If you can't do it, then you get somebody to do it. Let her go into some Islamic gathering. Because brothers, the reality is that what our minds, it's made up by what we listen to, what we are reading, what we are seeing. So many of us think that our marriages are like what we are seeing on the television or what we are reading in a magazine. So many of the youth, they are not even ready for marriage. They don't realize. Or many of the young girls that are getting married, they don't understand what it is really to be. Because they are reading these fairy tale books. They're seeing these bright magazines. And it's a $1 million industry. Where they think that by spending a lot of money in our marriage, it will last very long. Sometimes the marriages where you spend a lot of money, it ends very quickly also. So Allah safeguard and protect us. So the first thing is you give advice to your wife. And if you can't, then you have to get somebody to give her the advice. And explain to her that I am unhappy for this particular reason. And try to put some rectification process in place. Now if that fails, then the Quran tells you that now you go to level 2. What is level 2? Separate your bed. Don't separate your house. You just separate your bed. So you sleep in one room, she sleeps in one room. But there must be some process of trying to rectify. By just sleeping, now we have some people, they say, no, for the last 6 months, I'm sleeping in one room, she's sleeping in another room, but there's no, we have not resolved our problem. So if a woman is conscious and has taqwa, the one night if her husband spends out of her room, it will really wake her up. It's supposed to be waking her up. That, hey, something is wrong here. I have upset my husband to such an extent that he's not even spending the night in the room. So that's a second level. Not just that you get upset at home and you give talaq to your wife. No, this level. And Allah gave you and I the power of giving talaq or the ability to give talaq. Had it been given to the ladies, then I don't think any one of us here would be remain married. All of us would be, several times we would have been talaq. So that's why, my dear brothers, let us, be conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very responsible position as being a husband and giving you the ability to exercise the talaq. Then the third level, if you fail, even if your bed you separated and you're unable to come to any compromise, then you go to the third level. What is the third level? You appoint some arbiter, someone maybe from her family, someone to represent you from your family. Then the people sit down together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes in the Quran and says that in yurida islahan yuwaffiqillahu baynahuma. That these two people or these arbiters, if they sit with taqwa and if they have the right niyat and intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a unification and cause this family to be united. So we don't just appoint just any person. We find some suitable person who has a muttaqi person, who knows what to speak, how to speak, when to speak. Sometimes you might be saying the right thing, but you're saying it in an inappropriate manner. Your tone might not be right. So you're saying the right thing, but you're saying it in an inappropriate tone, or you're not saying it in the correct manner, which is causing a problem. So this is the third level. You appoint some arbiter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if those sit with a proper intention, Allah will put some khair and barakah in that deliberation and discussion. So there's three levels you have passed. Let's call it like three filtering processes. Now let's say that has also failed. So you gave her advice, she never listened. You separated your bed, it never make any change in her life. Then you went to the third level. You got an arbiter, it still never make any difference. Now comes the level of where a person has to exercise the talaq and he has to issue a talaq to his wife. Now many people, they also do the wrong thing here. They just issue the talaq. You get different types of talaqs, my dear brothers. Let us understand. I'm not going to go into too much of detail. Maybe your mind is also tired. It's difficult to understand. But basically, very basic for us to understand is that you give your wife one talaq only. You only have to give her one talaq. If you don't understand anything in my bayan, but only if you understand this one thing, that if you have to give talaq to your wife, then you must only give one talaq. One is only sufficient. By giving the one talaq, there are many, what can I say, benefits of that. Sometimes after a while, because there's a what you call a cool-off period, because after a man gives his wife talaq, then she has to sit in iddat. Now how long is the iddat? The iddat is 3 menstrual cycles. Approximately, let's say 3 months. So that 3 months, 90 days is like a cooling-off period, where if they have to reconcile, they can still reconcile. They don't have to make a new nikah or anything. That's only if he gave one talaq. So he gave his wife one talaq, and then she realizes that, no, my husband is very serious. After a few months, or 1 month has passed, or 20 days has passed, people are advising her, people are advising him, then they come back together, they are able to reconcile that marriage without making a new nikah. If he gave, my dear brother, let's say if that finishes now, he gave one talaq and the 3 months has terminated. Now what happens? They can still get together. But how will they get together? They will go to some alim and they will express that, listen, we have, my husband had given me talaq, or he will say, I've given talaq to my wife, but we have reconciled our differences and the iddat period has terminated. Now you have to make a new nikah. So a new nikah is conducted and that husband and wife can live together again. But sometimes, and many a times, we get these cases in our office where a person is giving 3 talaqs one time. Now we are men, you must use intelligence. Allah has put a process in place. You don't go and destroy that process. Don't go and do your own thing. Then you come and cry and then you want to find some different loophole. One person came, he said, no, I want to give my wife talaq. I want to give my wife talaq. So we gave him the paper, he signed the paper and he gave talaq. After 1 or 2 days, he came back and he was regretful of it. Now had he given the talaq, if he had given 3 talaqs in one sitting and done his own thing, that reconciliation is not possible. That reconciliation without the proper process involved is not allowed in Sharia. Another very important masala, let us understand, and we've had this type of a scenario as well. One lady came to our office and she said that I was previously married, then subsequent to that I got married to somebody else. So we asked her that your first husband, did he give you talaq? So she explained to us the scenario. She said, no, my elders in our family, they told me that, you see, about 5-6 years have passed by, and if 4 months pass by and you are not together with your husband, 4 months pass by and you're not together with your husband, they told me that it was talaq. So she said that they had a proposal and they told me that, listen, you don't have to worry about your husband giving you talaq because you all were not together, you didn't sleep with one another for more than 4 months, and that automatically becomes a talaq, which is a fallacy, is wrong. Now she was misguided by her own family members who might not know. And they got her married to somebody else. And from that new nikah she had 1 or 2 children. Now tell me, my dear brothers, whose responsibility it is that second nikah is not valid because the first husband had not given proper talaq. So sometimes we do things, we think that it might be right, it might not be right. That's why it's important we must sit with the alim. We must ask our alim, we must consult with the seniors in our family. Let us understand that there is a process in the Sharia. We are not saying that if a person is unhappy in a marriage, that he has to continue living in that misery, no. If a wife is unhappy in a marriage, she can't continuously live in that because Islam is a balanced deen. But when you come out and you take the exit route, then the exit route has to be taken in a proper manner. And if it is taken in a proper manner, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses both of them. She'll take her path of life and Allah will open up for her also maybe. He'll take his way of life and Allah will open up for him something khair and barakah for him. This is the way of Allah. This is the system of Allah. So my dear brothers, let us learn our deen. Every day make some niyat that you learn one masla every day. Some masla, learn some masla. Don't sleep without learning some masla, or tell the alim to teach you one masla only one day. In 1 year, you'll know 365 Masail. In 5 years or 10 years, you'll be like an alim yourself. So my dear brothers, many of us don't like to hear about these topics, but this is the reality. This is the reality in our community. Many a times, we don't follow the due process. Then somebody wants to get married, they ask you, where's the talaq of your daughter? Your daughter was married, I want to marry her. But I want to know whether she was exited from the first marriage correctly or not. Now we mustn't become upset with that. Because sometimes that is a necessity. We will advise anyone that if you're getting married to somebody who was previously married, please make sure that that first husband had given her the proper and followed the proper procedure of talaq. If he has not followed the proper procedure of talaq, it's possible that she has not exited from that first marriage, then you can't marry her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, and I'll terminate with this hadith, somebody issued 3 talaqs in one gathering. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very angry. He became very angry with that particular, that particular happening. In fact, one person he gave talaq to his wife while she was in a condition of haze. While she was not pure, she was not clean. The Sharia doesn't allow us that you must give talaq to your wife when she is in a condition of uncleanliness, when she is not reading salah. And also you are not allowed to give your wife talaq. She's clean. Let's say she's clean. She's parked, she's reading namaz. But 5 days ago you had relationship with her. Now after 1 week you became upset with her and now you want to issue talaq. In the Sharia you're not allowed to do that. That's called... That's like a talaq abidi, like it's not allowed. It's guna to do that. If you have to follow our process, you must give a talaq in a condition of purity where you have not benefited from her. Because if you took pleasure from her, what happens if she's pregnant? She might be pregnant from that one relationship that you had. Next week you became upset and you want to give talaq, she might be pregnant. Now after 1 month, 2 months, she realizes she's pregnant, but she's divorced from her husband. Now her iddat extends. How long will be her iddat? Until the birth of that child. 9 months will be her iddat. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding and let us learn our deen. Let us, understand that Allah has given us the control. We must keep our mind, calm. As men, we must be calm. Don't become upset and don't become... Lose your sanity where you just utter words that are later you become regretful. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding.